Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 51. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 28. A bit warmer into Thursday, sunny with a high of 58 and clear skies with a low around 40 throughout Thursday night. Even warmer by Friday, sunny and 67, then partly cloudy skies into Friday night with a low around 39. Sunny and 64 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A 15-year-old girl has been arrested after she allegedly made threats on social media to shoot up Topeka West High School. Parents have been notified that an individual was apprehended following an investigation into the threats made against the school via social media, with the original post coming out on Monday night around 11:15. The girl has been booked into the juvenile detention center on aggravated criminal threat in connection with the incident. In other news, during their drug take-back day, Barton County collected over 200 pounds of unwanted or unused prescription drugs. Deputies were joined by the Barton County Health Department and volunteers from the Youth Justice Authority, who handed out information and helped keep a tally of the amount of the prescription drugs collected. The sheriff's office delivered the drugs to the Wichita Drug Enforcement Agency office. They also added that since they began this event, the office has collected over 2,500 pounds worth of prescription drugs.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
And earlier this month, a truck hit a boy in Valley Center, and residents in the area are petitioning the city to change the speed limit from 30 to 25. Jeremy Johnson is a worried parent.
It could have easily been my daughter. It could have easily been any of our kids. That's why I'm taking it so personal. And you got to think, you have an elementary school here. Majority of these kids go to the West if they within third grade, so they walk to school.
He also told Cake News that he went to the most recent city council meeting to bring these problems to light.
If enough of us stand up, we don't have a problem with getting this speed limit changed.
In other news, Reno County Emergency Communications have announced that they are closing 10 railroad crossings across the county for maintenance. They said this in a social media post and promoted extreme caution while using crossing signals that will not be functional, primarily drivers looking both ways when crossing any railroads. The affected crossings include those in Yoder, Haven, and Hutch. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. In Omaha, a street has been named after one of their favorite sons, the Kansas Comet, Gale Sayers. The street where Sayers grew up and played has finally been named after him over 3 years after his death. Childhood Preston Love Jr. spoke about it.
We're so proud that now Gale can have a street named after him in the area where we all grew up, but right next to a place where we all got, I still have cuts and bruises from where his street is named.
Sayers' brother Ron also spoke about how his life as an athletic director and businessman, just as much as his athletic career.
It's a reminder that they can accomplish the same things that he did. He spent years supporting the Wesley House organization. He supported the Bryan Center for youth.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Transportation is receiving federal funds to address transportation infrastructure vulnerabilities caused by extreme weather events and natural hazards that can happen anytime across the state. To receive public input about the infrastructure needs in Kansas, KDOT is hosting an online meeting Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Eligible project costs could include planning, design, construction, rehabilitation, and property acquisition related to improving the resilience of the state transportation system, equipment acquisition to support disaster response, natural infrastructure, flood protection, and ecosystem restoration projects in connection with improvements. Contact the Kansas Department of Transportation for information on their Zoom meeting Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. $30,000 bond was set for a Blue Rapids woman, 47-year-old Jenny R. Thomas, arrested by Nemaha County authorities on Marshall County charges of possession of narcotics and paraphernalia and use of a communication facility to commit a drug felony. She was released on $30,000 bond. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County October 23rd. Jack Holthouse, age 18, of Baileyville, lost control on 160th Road, a half mile west of C Road. The UTV he was driving left the roadway and overturned. The driver was transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Robin Cole, CEO of Pawnee Mental Health, has announced her retirement effective May 1st after 28 years' service. Founded in 1956, Pawnee Mental Health is a private, not-for-profit community mental health center, one of 26 in the state, providing a full range of mental health, substance use recovery, and crisis service for residents of 10 north central Kansas counties, including Marshall and Washington. Approximately 7,000 adults, adolescents, and children are served annually. During her tenure, Cole oversaw growth of the agency budget from $12 to $28 million annually, and the agency purchased buildings in Junction City, Beloit, and leased space in Mankato, Wamego, and Manhattan to meet growing demand for services. Highland Community College invites you to an open house Thursday at the Western Center in Baileyville. Check out their current facilities, including the new pole barn addition, technical program areas, and local community resources. Skills USA will have a craft sale. Free kids activities with early childhood and the Country Cabin food truck will be on site from 11 to 6:30. Thursday, November 2nd from 2 to 7 at Highland Western Center in Baileyville. More details online at highlandcc.edu.
Kimberly Music, age 55, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Kimberly Music. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, beef stroganoff, French bread, Normandy blend, add apricots. Tomorrow, pork tender on a bun, baked beans, Scandinavian blend, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Then staying clear into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. staying sunny and warmer into Friday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Then partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday, a bit cooler with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Still sunny into Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Before a slight chance for some rain showers into Sunday night, then mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Rain showers may linger heading into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s, then partly cloudy into Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s, and more sunshine throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late October 62, record high on this date 86, the average low 38, and the record low 13. Sunrise this morning 7:53, sunset this evening at 6:28. It's 21 degrees this hour on this first day in November. It's a Wednesday. That's check of the morning news and weather. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram are proud of the hard work and commitment of the area first responders. Their calm, compassionate care and dedication is a blessing to the community. Thank you for all that you do from your supporters at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets value. CNK Services applauds our Sabetha and all area first responder teams for the dedication and expertise the men and women display every day on the job. Thank you for the exceptional service you provide to our community. From CNK Services in Sabetha, proud to support the local fire, police, and emergency medical services personnel.
The D-back season on the brink. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. World Series Game 4 last night in Phoenix. This one was over early. The Texas Rangers plating five runs in the second. In the top of the third, with two runs already in and two on, Marcus Semien stepped to the dish.
The 0-1 crushed in the air, left field, Gurriel back. Back some more at the track, at the wall. Gone!
The call on ESPN Radio. The route was on. Semien's blast making it 10-0 Rangers. The D-backs would try to creep back, scoring seven. Not nearly enough. The Rangers beat the D-backs 11-7 to take a likely insurmountable 3-1 World Series lead. Manager Bruce Bochy.
I couldn't be more proud of these guys, how they bounce back, how resilient they are.
The Rangers, who haven't lost a road game the entire playoffs, will be without Adolis Garcia and Max Scherzer for the rest of the series due to injury. Game 5 tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. To the hardboard courts of the NBA in the first leg of a home-and-home, the Knicks were at Cleveland. With the third quarter coming to an end, Julius Randle heaved one up from beyond the arc.
Quickly dribbles away from the screen. 7 seconds. Now it's Randle, left side, left wide open for three and knocks it down.
The call on ESPN News. New York, 98.7. Randle's three ball, putting the Knicks up by 18 heading into the fourth. That was the margin of victory. Knicks 109, Cavaliers 91. Victor Wembanyama's putback dunk for the Spurs cut the Suns' lead to one with 6 seconds left. Next play.
Inbounds pass comes to Durant, and Durant will have it knocked away. It's stolen by Johnson, who takes it inside, lays it up and in.
The call on WOAI. San Antonio outscored Phoenix 33-19 in the fourth quarter to shock the Suns 115-1. The Clippers crushed the Magic 118-102. On the NHL ice, the Kings beat the Maple Leafs 4-1 and the Canucks defeated the Predators 5-2. NFL, the Las Vegas Raiders fired head coach Josh McDaniels and general manager Dave Ziegler. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Exhibition college basketball tonight. Kansas pregame 5:30. Kansas State pregame at 6. Live on KNDY.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstracted Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum proudly supports FFA because it opens doors for members to discover the careers available in a variety of agricultural-related fields. Have a great time at the National Convention, students. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel, oil, and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors.
Market information from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Wednesday today and the first trading day for the month of November. Back at it again after yesterday's kind of weird day in trading. Not a lot of movement, but mixed in the grain market, a little bit higher in the livestock is how we finished off the Halloween and final day for the month of October. We'll see what's in store for us when markets open up here in just a little bit. Again, corn market was slightly higher on the day at the end, with December corn squeaking out a half a cent in the green to 478 and three quarters. March corn yesterday finished a quarter cent higher to 493 even a bushel. In the wheat market, mostly lower there for the day as December KC wheat was down 15 and three quarter cent to 629 and a quarter. March KC wheat was down 15 and a quarter of a cent to 461 and a quarter. In the oats market, we saw mostly lower numbers there as well. December oats finishing 14 and a half cents lower to 389 and a quarter, with March oats down 14 and a quarter to 408 even a bushel. Bean market, we saw slightly higher numbers here. November soybeans were up 4 and a quarter cents to 1287 even, with January up 3 and a quarter to 1310 and a half a cent. The soybean meal for December up 4 and a half to 431 even, with the January up 410 at 418 even. And soybean oil saw some slightly lower numbers. December down 97 cents to 5142. January down 83 cents at 50 and 83 cents. And the canola market, November down 940 at 658 and 60 cents, with the January down 940 at 678 and 10 cents. With the cotton market a little bit lower as well. December down $1.69 to 81.22. March down $1.37 to 81 and 51 cents. Over in the livestock market, we saw kind of a mixed day in trading yesterday throughout the day, but did see a little bit of green right towards the end. October live cattle for October was down slightly, 37 cents to 183.75. Feeder cattle for November were in the green 2 pennies at 237.70. And the lean hogs were slightly higher yesterday, finishing 55 cents up to 71.72.
If you guessed that was the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans, you guessed right. Well, kinda. It was really the sound of an innovative team that spent decades perfecting a seed with exclusive genetics and the ultimate agronomic advantage. The sort of breeders who don't rest until they've achieved outstanding performance. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/genetics.
Attention farmers. Want to know what's coming in soybeans? Join us in hosting local Pioneer soybean breeder Les Kuhlman, Tuesday, November 14th, 7 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center for Beer with a Breeder. Call or text me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 to reserve your spot. And know, what happens next happens here. Pioneer.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert, Kansas State University veterinarian at the College of Veterinary Medicine. Greg Hanselcheck discusses concerns rumen livestock producers should have about nitrate poisoning. He begins by explaining what nitrate poisoning is and how it can happen to an animal.
Well, we call it nitrate poisoning, but it's nitrite poisoning, so there's nitrates in almost all our forages that we feed cattle, but when the nitrate level gets up too high, then the rumen bugs, they're turning nitrate into nitrite, and the nitrite is then absorbed out of the rumen into the bloodstream. And so when animals become poisoned because of nitrates, it's the fact that their tissues are dying because there's not any oxygen being delivered by the red blood cells. And so this elevated nitrite just leaks out of the rumen into the blood system. And then these animals, they might be wobbling, can't walk right, might be salivating, open mouth breathing, and then abortions. We see a lot of abortions due to nitrate poisoning.
He shares what types of forages are most likely to have an excess amount of nitrate.
Any type of corn or sorghum, sorghum sedan, those kind of products, oat hay, those are forages. If the environmental conditions are correct, they will accumulate nitrates in their, particularly in their stems. And this year during the drought season, it was a perfect time for them to accumulate nitrates. The other things, times we'll see, there are weeds. There's a lot of weeds, and the number one on the list is Johnson grass. So anytime that we're baling hay and there's some Johnson grass in it, we're always concerned about nitrate poisoning.
Hanselcheck reviews the symptoms of nitrate poisoning and possible prevention and treatment options.
The classical sign before death is that their blood will be brown, and they call it chocolate blood. And that's just because oxygenated blood is very red, and this blood's not carrying oxygen, so it's brown. But I can tell you that it's rare that we see live animals with nitrate poisoning. Usually they're dead when they're found by the producer. But if they do notice, and it just so happens that they can look at the blood, and that's typically what veterinarians will do, that's the classical sign. There is one treatment called methylene blue, where if you give the solution IV very slowly, and a veterinarian would have to do this, but if you catch them early, it does help them. The downside is that the slaughter withhold on that compound is extremely long, talking a year or two before those animals can actually be sold for slaughter. So prevention is always the key for this.
That was Kansas State University veterinarian from the College of Veterinary Medicine, Greg Hanselcheck, on what and how rumen animals can have issues with large quantities of nitrate. Find more information about how to collect samples for testing on the video by KSVDL Nitrate Sample Testing Collection on the KSVDL YouTube channel. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Reminder, Thursdays are sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Call them or any of their fieldmen for early consignment listings and plan on Thursday sale days at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
There is a fresh calendar page today, if you haven't noticed, and we will begin our 11th month with a look at November legends and weather lore from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 1st, the 305th day of the year. Author Stephen Crane was born on this day, and in 1870, the U.S. Weather Bureau began reports from distant stations by telegraph. November is ushered in by the Roman Catholic observance of All Saints' Day. Tomorrow is All Souls' Day. The 2 days together are known as Hallowtide. Weather lore says if you can cut a chip from a beech tree today and find it dry, the upcoming winter will be a warm one. And another legend says if there's ice in November to bear a duck, there'll be nothing after but sludge and muck. We think that means a cold November is followed by a warm December. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local weather outlook at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 22 degrees ahead of sunrise. Gradual warming trend begins. Highs top 50 here today, perhaps around 60 tomorrow, nudging 70 by Friday.
Mid-American Network Sports. I am Felix Johnson. KU moves into the 22nd in the AP poll across the country with a win over Oklahoma, 38-33. But they will head to Iowa State as well for an away Big 12 matchup. Quarterback Jalen Daniels did take the field for warmups and dress for the game in case of emergency and has been able to complete passes to receivers running shorter routes, but did not take 11-on-11 snaps. Instead, it was Cole Ballard who took the number two reps. In the four games that Daniels has started for KU, they are 2-2. And in the five games that Jason Bean has started, they are 3-2. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says that the team will fly out on Thursday, a day after the Dolphins will get there on Wednesday. He said he's done a version of this with previous teams, and it has worked. So he is stuck by it. 2019 was the last time the Kansas City Chiefs played internationally, and that was in Mexico City when they beat the Chargers 24-17.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to floydsales.com.
K-State head basketball coach Jerome Tang has announced that senior Naquan Tomlin has been suspended indefinitely from the program after not meeting expectations for the program. This comes after Tomlin was arrested after getting into a fight in Aggieville. Coach Tang added in a statement that he is not with the team but is still a part of their family. Tomlin was a starter for K-State's team that went to the Elite Eight last year, averaging 10 points, 6 rebounds, and a block per game. Fox's Big Noon Saturday will be in Austin to spotlight the Texas and K-State matchup on Saturday, and the Texas Longhorns are favored by 4 points early in the week, and Texas is expected to play without their starter Quinn Ewers at quarterback for the second week in a row. In his place will be the redshirt freshman Malik Murphy. The Longhorns are coming off a 35-6 victory over the BYU Cougars and have moved their record to 7-1 ahead of their matchup with the Wildcats. Malik Murphy had 170 yards passing and 2 touchdowns along with an interception.
Twin Valley League has announced all-league volleyball selections. First team includes Centralia's Owen Dieters, Clifton Clyde's Shea Wirtz and Civy Wirtz, Donovan West, Katie Johnson, Frankfurt's Hattie Gross and Emma Hardwick, Hanover's Tessalosi and Anna Juniman, Lynn's Gretchen Bott, Valley Heights' Maggie Turber and Delana Merck, and Washington County's Jesse Hoover. Second team, all TVL volleyball. From Hanover, Caden Shoddy, Drew Bruna, Gracie Bruna. From Axtell, Kylie Smith, Centralia, Tatum Kramer, and Tori Kuckelman. Clifton Clyde, Lillian Steinbrock. Donovan West, Tegan Reno. Frankfurt, Alexis Dollinghouse. Troy, Allie Franken, and Harbor Whitstein. Valley Heights, Ava Smith, and Washington County's Addie Gakel.
Beware of the fog.
Another 3 hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movements! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam!
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's a lot. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head!
3-point try again. That one swept.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one
on your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Exhibition college basketball tonight. Kansas pregame 5:30. Kansas State pregame at 6. Live on KNDY.
A single stem rose. My baby's dressed up, she's raring to go. I got a Jones for the moon of a jukebox. I like to two-step, she likes to rock. That clock on the wall, it rings, it chimes. It's beer 30, a honky-tonk time. Life's too short, let's get to living it. Let's give it all we can give it. Let your hair down, turn the music up. We're gonna paint a town, a black tent up. The party starts here, get in line. Beer 30, a honkin' talk time. I put in my 40, I'm going home. Lord, my get up, it's got up and gone. Got my paycheck, I'm on my way. It's finally Friday, my kind of day. I punch the clock, I hit the road flying. It's beer 30, a honky-tonk time. Yeah! Life's too short, let's get to limit. Let's give it all we can give it. Let your hand down, turn the music up. We're gonna paint a town, a black tent up. The party starts here, get in line. It's beer 30, a honky-tonk time.